Okay, let's go and begin our discussion of Parshas Behar and Parshas Bechukosai, the last installment of Sefer Vayikra, the third of the five Chazaks. As we gear up, as the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, we lane the two Tochachas, the two set of curses in the Torah, Kisavo and Bechukosai. We always lane that the Shabbos before Shavuos and the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So Kisavo is always 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and Bechukosai is always 2 weeks before Shavuos. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to scare us so much right before the Yontif, so he gives us the message, and then we have time to think about it, we have time to mull over it. So that's why this week is the Tochacha, then we have 1 week off, not off, Parshas Bamidbar, and then we get into the Chag of Shavuos. Okay, so now, though, we have the double Parsha of Behar and Bechukosai. Says Rav Zevin, source number one, Haparshios hamechubaros yesh lahem kesher achas im hashniya. Whenever we have a double parsha, there's always a reason for it. Nothing is happenstance and coincidence in Judaism. Im bishvil sidur cheshbon hashabasos lefi haluach. If it was just because that's the order of the parshas, after hayelachaber parshios acheros, other parshas could have been put together, right? We could have had. Oh, it's Emor Bahar this Shabbos. Right, it's Mitzora and Achrei. But no, there are certain parshas that go together. Achrei Mos Kedoshim, Behar Bechukosai, even one Chukas Balak only in Chutz La'aretz is together, not in Eretz Yisrael. So there are various parshas that go together. Yes, Rav Zevin. Af Behar Bechukosai Yesh Lam Kesher Zem Zeh. What's the message of Behar Bechukosai? HaKesher Hu Behar Sinai Nitnu Kol Bechukosai. It's a sentence. Behar Bechukosai. On the mountain, on Har Sinai, that's where all the chukim came from. Behar Bechukosai. Yes, we know Shemitah at the beginning of the Parsha, but it's not just Shemitah. Kol achukim hei mehar Sinai. V'kfar amru chachamim. Ma'in yishmita lahar Sinai. Chazal even asked, right, Rashi quotes at the beginning of the Parsha, what's the connection? Why dafka Shemitah? Ella, Kishem Sheshmita Klal Sefer the Sat Nemer B'Sinai, like Chazal say, just like Shemitah, all its general rules and details were given at Har Sinai, Av Kol HaMitzvos Nemru Klal Oseyan Uprotoseyan B'Sinai. So to every mitzvah, all the details were given at Har Sinai, that's Behar B'Chukosai. On the mountain, we got everything. Umay Yitar Nimei Har Sinai, continues Rav Zevin, what's the godless then? The importance that it was all given at Har Sinai, why do we have to know that? Why is that important for us? Hayitaron hu shemikivan shehein begeder chok chuka chakati v'gzeira gazarti harehem kayamim la'olam. The fact that we categorize them as chukim coming from Har Sinai, that means they're eternal. That means there's never changing based on a certain time in history, based on a certain society. Ein shalim vein darshim al ta'amim v'nimukim. We don't ask for reasons. Shekein lo kol echad meivin ha-ta'amim. V'lo b'chol zman magiyim l'darkat havanatam. We can't always know reasons for all mitzvos. We can't always reach the level of those who delve into the depths of the reasons of the mitzvos. V'af ein ha-ta'amim yichon lamod b'fnei hayetzer v'hamu'yam. Sometimes we have a reason, and it's not such an objective reason. We make up our own reason. It might not be the true reason. So the fact that they are called chukim, which we know usually categorizes mitzvos that don't have a reason, Behar, Bechukosai, they all came from Har Sinai. But then Rav Zevin continues and says, it's not just what we call Chukim either. Skip a couple of lines. Even though we generally think and categorize the mitzvot into two categories, one of Chukim, without reasons, and one of Mishpatim, with reasons, says Rav Zevin, line 21, Elisha Be'emes, Gam Baha Chukim, Yesh Mishpatim. V'gam Baha Mishpatim, Yesh Chukim. Even in what we call Chukim, right, laws like Shatnez, laws like Basar B'Chalav, laws that don't have reasons on the outside, we could also categorize them as a Mishpat. And vice versa. Ketzad, how? He explains. HaChukim Einam Chukim Ela B'Nigle. It looks like a Chok to us. Ava P'Pnimi Yusam Vadesh Yesh V'Yesh Lahem Ta'amim. There is a divine reason why we have a certain mitzvah. Every mitzvah. We might not understand it, and maybe it's impossible to understand it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons. And therefore, even chukim have a hidden mishpat element to it inside the mitzvah itself. Dehim raze Torah v'sodos haTorah shi'iskala l'asalavo. When Mashiach comes, we'll get another reason for all mitzvahs, and we'll appreciate every mitzvah. And on the other way, u'b'hamishpatim yishchukim. And even the items, the mitzvahs that we do understand, that make sense to us, that are logical, yishchukim. There is an element of chok. Klomar. Amnam yesh lahem ta'amim niglim hamuvanim l'chol b'nei adam. Yes, there are reasons that we know of. Aval masha aleinu l'kayim osam ha-mishpatim. But why do we do it? Hari zeh lo b'shvil ta'ameyem ela b'toras chukim. We do the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. That's not the motivation why we do the mitzvah. B'rei shekach tzivanu hamakom. Story is told, the Chavetz Chaim was once on a wagon, and he got to the place where he was going. He and his shamish was there, the end of the ride, so they get off the wagon, and the Shamish of the Chavetz Chaim pays the wagon driver. Wonderful. All of a sudden, the Chavetz Chaim is looking at him as the wagon drives away. He's like, he's looking at him like he's upset about something. He says, Rebbe, is everything okay? You didn't like the ride? It was, got nauseous? So he says, no. He says, you're upset at me? He says, yes. He says, what did I do? He says, what were you thinking when you just paid the wagon driver? He says, what do you mean, what was I thinking? I was thinking, we had a good ride, I paid the wagon driver, I even gave him a little tip, paid him extra, and that's it. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Oh, so you were thinking, you have a trip, you have to pay the wagon driver. Were you thinking that you would be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Aseh, of paying your worker on time? Were you thinking that you were Mekayim, not violating the Los Aseh of delaying? Were you thinking that you're doing a Maisa Chesed? Were you thinking that you were giving Tzedakah? Were you thinking, oh no, this is what you do. Says Rav Zevin, even the mishpatim have a chukim element. I just got a haircut yesterday. Another post log Lomer. So in the haircut place, a few blocks away from here, he has a sign. These seven mitzvahs you can be mekayim when you pay me. That's what he has a sign. He has a whole list of all the mitzvahs. Hini muchen mezuman. You can think of all the mitzvahs that you not only when you pay, when you come into the store, all the mitzvahs asay of payas and los asay of payas, and the mitzvahs that you do when you pay the worker. Unbelievable. So all the mitzvahs they pay. But that's Rav Zevin. Chukim and mishpatim really overlap. Every mishpat we do as a chok, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Every chok has an inner mishpat, even if it might not be nigla to us. So now, once we go back and say Bahar B'chu Kosai, yes, all the laws were given at Har Sinai, Bahar B'chu Kosai, but it doesn't just mean what we call chukim. It means all the laws. And the fact that they're all chukim make them eternal. They're not subject to human understanding, and therefore maybe they don't apply it in certain eras. Dinim d'oraisa are forever. Again, some mitzvahs we can't do. We don't have a base of mikdash. We don't have a mizbeach. You can't bring a korban. But all mitzvahs theoretically are eternal. Bahar b'chu kosai. All comes from Har Sinai. Okay, now let's get into some of these mitzvahs. So we have a couple. I think I split it up. A few on bahar and a few on b'chu kosai. Rashi perachav hey. Pasuk Yudches, Yudhei Yudches in Parshas Bahar, right before Shlishi Sheni, says the pasuk, Va'asisem es chukosai ves mishpatai tishmeru, you shall do my chukim and mishpatim, Va'asisem osam, vishavtem al haaretz lavetach, you shall stay on in the land, lavetach, you'll be secure, right, you keep my mitzvahs, you'll be secure in Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, Pasuk Yudches, vishavtem al haaretz lavetach, sheba'avon shmita, Yisrael Golem. The whole first Aliyah, what the Torah was referring to before this pasuk, is the laws of Shemitah. If we don't keep Shemitah properly, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends us into Galus. Sheba Avon Shemitah, Yisrael and the Golem. Shenamar, Uz, Tirtze Haaretz Hashab Soseha, as it says later in the Tochacha, Vehertz Hashab Soseha. Right? We'll get thrown out, and then the land will lie fallow. Right? Either we're going to let it lie fallow, or there won't be anybody left, and then the land will lie fallow. V'shivim shana shal galus bavel keneged shivim shmitel shebatlu hayu. There were 70 years of galus bavel, the first galus between the two batei mikdash, keneged the 70 shmitos that they were mavata. That's Rashi. Because of shmita, avon shmita, we go into galus. Asks in the Kamoti Shalal Rav, as one of the achronim, Rav Yaakov Chai Zrihen, the Av Bezin in Tveria. What is the connection between shmita and galus? Why is it that, you know, we're going to Golos for Shemitah? Okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want the land to lie fallow. So if you're not going to let it lie fallow, I'm going to let it. Is there something deeper there in terms of the people? Says the Kamosi Shalal Rav, Manish Tana, Lav Zeh Shal Shemitah, Mishar Lavim Sheba Torah, Shadab Golov Nanshu Bonish Chomer Shal Golos. So, He has the following suggestion on line 5. Hashviyas mahaveh hochacha lekach shehashem yisbarach mashkiach al olamo. As we discussed a little bit last year, the purpose of the mitzvah of Shemitah is to show the farmer and everyone around Kodesh Baruch Hu's in charge. Kodesh Baruch Hu's in charge. Shehare af sheha'aretz ne'evedes b'chol sheish hashanim, even though the land has worked for 6 years, uba'ofan tivi tzricha ha'isalios chalusha b'otzoas ha'tvua, after 6 years of labor, the land should be worn out, the land should not produce as much as it has produced in the past. The Adaraba, he mosifa lasis kocha l'shaloshanim, and yet what happens? What happens after Shemitah? What's the promise that the Torah tells us? If we don't work the land, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us enough for the year of Shemitah, for the year after Shemitah when things didn't grow yet. If there's a Yovel year, 49, 50, 3 years, the opposite of what you would expect. Shemitah reflects and shows and proves Hashgachas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over every single person. Right? Shemitah is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Tainus says Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special eye on the Parnassah of Eretz Yisrael. We discussed it last week also, the Ramban, 2 weeks ago, the Ramban, the Parshas Achremos. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over. That's Shemitah. The Adarav he mosif alas his kochel shol shonim, v'zeo mofis al hashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olam. So Shemitah proves Hashem's in charge. Hashem takes care of everything. Says the Kamosi Shal Rav, hochacha nosefes l'hashkacha zu, there's another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha could be shown. Let's say people aren't keeping Shemitah. So then what does Hashem do? Hashem says, I want my Hashgacha to be shown in the world. They're not doing it, so I've got to figure out another way. Aha. Mahaveh Am Yisrael. The existence of the Jews. Shelafi chukei hateva, according to natural law. Lo haya yacho lehiskayi mul kol ha'amim shekam olav l'chaloso. If we think about it naturally, a downtrodden nation throughout the generations, in Golus, how could they survive? How could they survive? How could the Jews survive in Galus with the Romans and the Babylonians and throughout the generations, the Greeks, the Christians, the Muslims, whoever it is, whatever generation wants to destroy us, whatever country, whatever nation, and yet we're still around. Ein zos elohochacha lakiyam ha'hashgacha ha'elokit. What caused the Jews to get to Eretz Yisrael in the first place? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them wherever they are in the world. The fact that the Jews survive. So when the Jewish people do not keep Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, so that type of that mechanism, that vehicle of Hashgachat Hashem is not allowed to function, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to think of another way. This is not, he goes a little bit differently. This is how I'm interpreting it. The Jews in Galus. Say the Jews into Galus throughout the diaspora. But Kodesh Baruch Hu never forgetting. Shechinta Bagalusi staying with us. So that's the way Hashgachas Hashem is shown. We don't do Shemitah. That's one way. The other way, the other avenue of expression is the Jews' survival in Galus throughout these thousands of years. We don't even need the Kamosi Shalarav to say this. First time on the Mar Makamos. Mark Twain makes it to the Mar Makamos. Source number three. Mark Twain on the Jews. This is from an article that appeared in 1897 by Samuel Clemens. If the statistics are right, source number three, the Jews constitute but one... Mark Twain was not Jewish. If the statistics are right, the Jews constitute but 0.25% of the human race. It suggests a nebulous puff of stardust lost in the blaze of the Milky Way. Properly, the Jew ought hardly to be heard of, but he is heard of, has always been heard of. He is as prominent on the planet as any other people, and his importance is extravagantly out of proportion to the smallness of his bulk. It does not even talk about the ratio and the percentages of all the prizes and the Nobel Prizes and this and that, the percentages of Jews. His contributions to the world's list of great names in literature, science, art, music, finance, medicine, and abstruse learning are also very out of proportion to the weakness of his numbers. Lo mirubchem chashak Hashem. He has made a marvelous fight in this world in all ages, and has done it with his hands tied behind him. He could be vain of himself and be excused for it. The Egyptians, Babylonians, Persians filled the planet with sound and splendor, faded to dream stuff, and passed away. The Greeks and the Romans followed and made a vast noise, and they were gone. Other people sprung up, and this is even before the two world wars, where other nations came and went. The Jew saw them all, survived them all, and is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence, no infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts, no slowing of his energies, no dulling of his alert but aggressive mind. All things are mortal but the Jews. That's the famous line. All other forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret of his mortality, of his immortality? What's the secret? Hashgachas Hashem. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us into Galus, and Mark Twain realized it. That's the Hashgachas Hashem. We didn't do it by the Shemitahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us into Galus, Ba'avon Shemitah, Yisrael Golim. That's the Raya. The greatest proof of God are the Jews. Okay, let's get back to some more conventional marmakamos. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasik Lamid Vav. As we continue the halachas of Ari Leviim, various halachas says the pasik and pasik lamid hei. Nev chiyamuch achicha umata yado imach. If your brother gets poor, umata yado imach, and he loses his hand, his parnasa vechzachtabo ger betosha vechayimach. Right, you have to support him to give a loan, staka, the mitzvah staka, in one of its many forms in the Torah. Al tigach meito neshach fasarbis v'yareis miyalokecha. Don't take ribbis from him. Something to talk about, not for now. Isser of interest, and you shall fear God. V'chei achicha imach. Your brother shall live with you. V'chei achicha imach. Let's talk about that phrase for a minute. V'chei achicha imach. Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's going to the beginning of source number 4. Chayecha kodmim l'chayei chaverecha. V'chayei achicha imach. Your brother shall live with you. Meaning you live first. Once you're living, your brother shall live with you. Right, that's the famous case in the Gemara that somebody's in a desert and there's only one canteen. One canteen, who gets the canteen? It's my canteen. So who gets the canteen? So if we split the canteen in half, we're both going to die. If I drink the canteen all myself, then I'll live and he's going to die. So what's the halacha? The halacha is a machlokas there. It's a machlokas there. But v'chei achicha imach, chayecha kodmin. Your life comes first. Keep the canteen, drink the water. Drink the water, that's what one of the Tanoim says. So there's a story also quoted. Once I was looking at the Motzi Shel HaRav, I looked at the next piece, a few pages later. It quotes a story from the Panovitcher Rebbe about this pasuk. V'chei achicha imach. V'chadshei ha'aviv shel shnas tavshin gimel, 1943. Kasher higiyu rishonei hayiladim mipleitei hashoah hanatzis lebatei avo sheheki bebnei brak. There were orphanages in Bnei Brak that the Panovitcher Rebbe, Rav Kahaneman, was in charge of. And he had all these children that he heard were coming. They were coming to Bnei Brak. Notre Baya Chamura. There was a big problem. Lo haya amal hashkivam lishon. He didn't have where to sleep them. He didn't know what to do with them. Because of the, it was 1943 in the land of Israel, right? Before the states, you know, there wasn't much, many supplies. Lo haya nitan lahasig b'shum mechir sheba olam. Karim, a klemita, a mattress, a pillow. So he didn't know what to do. Yomayim lefesh yigel yiladim lebnei brak. 2 days before the children came. Yatzah ha-shmua b'rechovo bnei brak. There was a shmua in the streets of bnei brak that on the next day, Shabbos afternoon, Yidrosh harav mipanovich mi'inyana diyoma. The Panovitch Rebbe was going to give, Panovitch Rav was going to give a shir b'inyana diyoma in the big shul in the city. So, everybody comes, Panovitch Rav, b'shahi oda ala rav mipanovich ala bima, v'kushya chamura b'fif. And he asked the kasha. He asked the lumdish kasha. In the Hilchas Avadim, it says, Amru Chazal, kol hakone eved ivri kakone adon la'atzmo. The Gemara says, if I buy myself a servant, I've really bought myself a master. Why? Lafi shemechuyav lahashvoso elav. Because the Gemara continues that we, an eved sometimes is translated as a slave. But in Yadus, that slave has a negative connotation. The better translation is a servant. Because if there's only one pillow in the house, the slave is going to get it. Who gets fed first? The servant is going to get fed first. That's not slavery. Right? All the privileges, the rights and privileges of a servant. That's why it's like you're buying a master. You're sleeping on a mattress, he's sleeping on straw? No, it's got to be the other way. And Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. If there's only one pillow, you got to give it to your servant. Because if you line it yourself, Eino mekayim ki tov lo imach. It says by the Eved, he has to be good with you. He's not with you. So there's a halacha in Hilchas Avadim, says the Panovich Rav, that you have to give your Eved. You have to give to your Eved. V'meino shochev alav v'gameino mosel avdo. Harizu mi destom. We say, okay, nobody's going to have it. So that's not good either. Nimsa shabal karcho zorach limsor esakar la'avdo. You can't have it because it's not imach with you. You can't just put it away that nobody will have it. So you have to give it to the Eved. And that's what it means, kakona Eved le'atzma. So ask the Panovich Rebbe. L'cha'ora, line 16. Amar Rav mi Panovich v'tama. Im ein lo karechad, ich efshol l'chayvo l'asiz oso la'eved. How do you give it to a servant? How do you give it to a servant? Harei l'manu min ha'pasik v'chayach yicha imach sh'chayach ha'kodmin. Don't we learn from our pasuk in the parsha that you come first? Right? The canteen. You come first. Chayach ha'kodmin. So how do you put that together? How do you equate that with the halacha of an Eved? That he gets first. That was his question. What was the answer? Turning the page. Elohu Yishev, the Panovich Rav says, Mistaver, Shahaharalim Sola Eved Esakar HaBodeid. The halacha that you have to give your servant the only pillow, Ole Bekana Echad Imadin Shachayecha Kodmin. It must be that giving your Eved the only pillow fits with Chayecha Kodmin. How? You come first, you give your Eved the pillow, how does that work? Shekein Yarda Torah Lasov Daito Shel HaAdon. The Torah knows what a Jewish cup thinks. The Torah knows what's going on in the head of every Jew. Shem Yishkav Ala Kar Bod Avdo Yishan Ala Ritzpa. If I'm in a bed and I know that my servant is lying on the floor, you think I can sleep well that night? You think I can sleep well? If I have guests in my house, not even an Eved, and I know we're short a pillow, I'm going to sleep well that night. If I have the pillow knowing they don't have the pillow, Lo Terav Lo Sheinaso, I won't be able to sleep anyway. Matzpuno Asidli Asro Akach. His conscience, a Jew's conscience. And that's what we have to make sure that we are in the state that the Torah thinks of us. Menucha lotia lo b'matza shakazeh. We want a menucha. So the Torah says, you want a good night's sleep? You want a good night's sleep? Give the pillow away. Chayecha kodmin. Your chayim comes first, and therefore, give away the pillow. That's, it fits. Tein la'avdecha atakar. V'kartizku shneichem b'shavel l'sheinem m'suka. Then you'll sleep well, a little uncomfortable, but you'll sleep well knowing that he has the pillow. Says the Panovich Rav now in 1943, Ba'od Yimama Achas, tomorrow, we're getting many, many children. Siyem Apavi Panovich, Balekach Aktuali Miyadi, Yavo Eleinu Rashim Yehudim, Yiddisha Kepelach, right? Little Jewish heads. Yiladim Yisomim She'in Hecham Ashkevosam. Where are they going to put them? Mi Beineinu Yuchal Lishon Bimenucha, Kishe Yodea Shehayiladim Elu Ein Hecham Laniachas Rosham. Who is going to be able to sleep with their own pillow if they know that these children don't have pillows? V'lachein, because of chayecha kodmin, you got to come and bring your pillows. Aleinu limsor lahem af hazakar, and the tzibur got the message, and the ba'aya was niftara. So the pasuk says, v'chei achicha imach, how does a Jew live? By giving. A Jew lives by knowing that everybody else in the house is taken care of. Okay, so those are a couple of thoughts related to Bahar. We spoke about the connection between Bahar and Bechukosai. Let's talk for a moment about the name of the second parsha by itself, Bechukosai. Bechukosai, famous Rashi, quoting Chazal. Let's review it for a minute. First pasuk in parsha is Bechukosai, and Bechukosai Teilechu. If you follow, walk, go in my ways, that's Mitzvosai Tishmoru, and you follow my mitzvos, Vasisimosam, and you do them. Asks Rashi, the second phrase in the pasuk says, keep my mitzvos. So keeping your mitzvah, so what does the first phrase mean? Walk in my ways. Isn't walking in my ways keeping the mitzvahs? So what is the mechukosai teilechu? What is that extra phrase? That's mitzvosai teishmaru, says Rashi, havi amelim batorah. She has it twice. Shetiyo amelim batorah, amelim batorah. Amelus, hard work in Torah. That's, in mechukosai teilechu, the extra phrase is saying hard work. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Source number 6. The name of the parsha, is mechukosai. In other words, line 3, this does not refer to the basic requirement to observe the mitzvahs. For that, that's the second half of the verse. Right, I said it the other way. Rather, we learn from here that in addition to basic observance, one should immerse oneself in the mitzvahs with the utmost dedication, toil, amelus. So, the term b'chukosai represents a higher level of keeping the mitzvahs, where a person uses all of his energy and concentration. Now, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, chok, chukosai, which we just established means hard work, not just fulfillment, but working hard. There's another word that's in the word b'chukosai. There's another shorish, chakika. What does the verb chakika mean? Chakika, lachkok, is to engrave. You engrave something, you're chokik it. Chakuk alaluchos. Charus, but it's chakuk. For unlike ink, which is used to write on paper, engraved words are written in stone. The words and the stone become fused into one single entity. That's chakika. Likewise, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, if a person totally immerses himself into the observance of a mitzvah, amelus b'Torah, that brings a deep connection to the Torah. The harder a person works, that makes the mitzvah and the Torah engraved in me, part of me. He and the mitzvah are no longer two separate entities, but one. Lahavdil, anybody works on a project in any area of life, in a business. If I put my kishkes into something, that project is me. It's part of me. B'chukosai, chakuk, it becomes engraved when we have hard work. The above point, that B'chukosai teaches us a lesson about observing all mitzvahs in the best and most perfect manner, is a unique quality which we do not find by the name of any other parsha. No other parsha gives us this illusion. Parsha's Mishpatim only speaks about rational laws. All through the many, many mitzvahs of Mishpatim, it's all about Nezikin and Shomrim and all the mitzvos that make sense. The Mishpatim, as we said before. Chukas, those are the two titles of parshios that have to do with this theme. Chukas, it's only about one mitzvah. So it's Chukas HaTorah, Paraduma, Chuk. So Mishpatim is about the rational, the chukim, even though we said before, Rav Zevin, there's a blurring of the lines, but that's about mishpatim, that's about chukim. Only b'chukosai is about everything. Right? All this parsha, you have all different types of mitzvahs. Only parsha b'chukosai teaches us a general message about observing all the mitzvahs in the best possible manner. Thus, ends off the Lubavitcher Rebbe, b'chukosai is a fitting end to the book of Vayikra, a book which stretches the observance of mitzvos more than any other book of the Torah. There's more mitzvahs in Vayikra than any of the other four. Right? The end of the Vayikra emphasize mitzvahs with all our hearts, mitzvahs with our melus, b'chukosai, it becomes chakuk in us, it becomes part of us, it becomes engraved in us. It's not just a burden we have to do, it's something we want to do and we push ourselves to do it. The same idea said in one line, in a different context, in the Egel Tal. We quote this Egel Tal, I think, in the past, for a different line in this Egel Tal. There in the Haddamah, Rav Avraham Yisachashav, in a Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, the Egel Tal, the first few Malachas, he talks about the mistake that many people make. Many people make a mistake, he says, that they think that the highest level of learning Torah is when I sit there and I hate it, and I don't enjoy it, and I'm doing it because my Rebbe tells me I have to do it, and I'm doing it because Hashem, I know it's what Hashem wants, but I really hate this. Right? That's the best level. If you like learning, that's not lishma. So you like it. That's not the highest level. Says the Sakha Shavu Rebbe, the Egel Tal, there is no greater mistake in the world. That is lines. He says on lines, I'll read it. I've heard some people make this mistake. Bidyan Lima Torah Kadosha regarding learning, the Amru. Ki alominu machadish chidushim is some meyachum is anigilimudo. Somebody learns and is machadish and is happy with his learning. Ain't ze Lima Torah kolkach lishma. This isn't such great learning. Kemo my alome bepshitus. Shame lome alima shum tainug. I don't get any enjoyment out of it. Bari rak l'shem mitzvah. It's purely l'shem mitzvah. Aba halomingu mis anigilimudo. Hari mis anigilimudo gam hanos atzma. You're learning for yourself, you're not learning for God. Says the Egel Tal, who beemes zetos mafursam. This is a major mistake. The Adarabba, ki zehi ikar mitzvos limud haTorah. A main aspect of learning is liosas v'sameach umisanig b'limudo, to enjoy it, to get a geshmak out of it. That's what learning's about. That's the high. We have to learn even if we don't. But the highest level is to get a geshmak. The oz, and if I enjoy it. And enjoy it means I'm pushing myself and I'm living it. Here's where he says the idea we're looking for. Divrei Torah nivla'in b'demo. The Torah gets absorbed into his blood. If I just do it because I have to and I'm forced to do it, I do it because I do it. It doesn't become part of me. But if I'm sas, v'sameach, umisaneg, I'm doing it because I'm so happy to do it. And I'm doing it, I'm putting my whole heart into it. And I'm having hard work. It's hard work and happiness go together here. Then it becomes part of me. Umeachar shenena b'divrei Torah, hu naseh davuk la-Torah. It becomes part of me, says the Eglei Tal. Says that's the Lubavitch Rebbe's Vart that becomes chakuk, b'chukosai. If I push myself in it, if I'm happy doing it, I realize the schus, it becomes engraved in me. It goes into my blood, it becomes part of who I am. And I just gave you the famous, could be probably the top five Chafetz Chaims, it's quoted probably at every third Siyum that you go to, Anu Amelim Behem Amelim, at a Siyum, Anu Amelim Makalim Schar, Behem Amelim Behem Makalim Schar, ask the Chafetz Chaim the famous question, what do you mean they don't get schar when they do a malacha? Of course they get schar. Shoemaker gets paid if he fixes the shoes. Says the Chafetz Chaim, he only gets paid if he fixes the shoes. If he spends 3 hours on it and doesn't fix the shoes, he gets not a penny. The guy can't fix up his shoes. Sorry, I couldn't fix it. I'm not going to pay him for labor. He didn't fix it. Right? How many, right, you go to a garage, you know, how much will they get paid per hour? If at the end of the day you come and say, they didn't fix it, well, you're going to pay them? I'm going to pay them if they didn't fix it. By Torah, we get paid for the labor. We get paid for the amelus. On amel, hey amel, we get schar for the amelus. Why? Because that amelus already makes it part of us. It makes it into our blood. It puts it, engraves it on our hearts. That's what he says on line 14. Lo kein hu adavar belimad haTorah, nesavinu la'amu batorah. Kakasuv, in b'chol kaseh delechu. Kupir shaboseinu, sh'al ha'yegiyah hadaram amurim. Because of the hard work that it's referring to. Avim lo yavin o'inyin li'shuro. We could crack our brain to try to figure out a tosfos, figure out a ksos, and we could get wrong shot. We go to shir, we hear, the Rebbe explains exactly what it was. So I wasted my time for 3 hours? No. I'm going to remember it now. It's part of me. I'm amel, amelim, umakalim schar. We get schar for the amelus. That's the name b'chukosai, chakuk. Now let's get into one of the brachas. Right, this parsha is famous for its klalas, but let's talk about one of the brachas for a minute. Perach Havav, beginning of the parsha, third pasuk, pasuk hey. V'hisech lachem daish es batzir, uvatzir yasek azara. It'll be so plentiful, the brachas, the early harvest will overlap with the late harvest, and everything will be so, our silos will be full, we won't know what to do with it. We'll have so much food. V'achaltem lachmechem lasova. And you will eat bread until satiation. V'achaltem lachmechem lasova. V'shaltem levetach ba'aretzachem. And you'll sit in security in your land. V'achaltem lachmechem lasova. Rashi, v'achaltem lachmechem lasova. Ochel kima. Rashi says, I'll eat a little bit. V'hu misbarech b'meyav. And then it'll become blessed in my stomach. So Rashi says, I'll eat a little bit, and it'll be blessed in my stomach. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Rav Yerucham. I'm going to roll from last week, so we got another Rav Yerucham. Says Rav Yerucham in source number 9. Small piece. Quotes Rashi. Hinei, second line. Lo yechzol lahem lechem larov. They won't be lacking any bread. Ki ken kasu betchilo. The beginning of the pasuk says, "Pisa lechem daish es batzir vasi yasek azara." What does it mean that they'll eat a little bit and they'll be misbarach b'meyav? The first half of the pasuk says they'll have tons and tons. Mashma shiyel lahem tvua meruba. They'll have plenty. Umato sefes lahem ki yochlu kimav yisbarach b'meyav. What's Rashi getting at? It says they'll have tons and you'll eat a little bit. Elamizeh. What do you see from here? Says Rav Yerucham. To feel full, to feel satiated, is a separate bracha. You can have all the bread in the world, and you won't be satiated. That's a separate bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Daish is batzir, fine, and then the next phrase. V'achaltam lach mechem lasova. You should feel satiated. Ein shaykh was klal ribi ha'achila. Doesn't matter how much we eat. Kilafamim harei adam asher ochal gam harbe. Harbe, they don't say a klal. One of the slide. You could have somebody who has an eating disorder that, even not an eating disorder, they'll keep eating, and they won't stop. They don't feel full. Right? Ela ki hasviya hi bracha miyuchedes asher meis Hashem nitan ba'achila. It's a bracha when we eat and we feel satiated. Ulamisha zoche. And if somebody really gets the bracha, right, they're happy with what they have, with the little that they have. Ochel kima, mizbarech b'meyav. Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko. So we know the real, true rich person is the one who's happy with what he has. I don't know if we mentioned it here. We mentioned it in the Daf Yomi Shir a couple of weeks ago. Ashir is Rashi Tevos, Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Beraglayim. Somebody has all their faculties working. Somebody has the basics. That's an Ashir. Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko. Rav Avadi Yosef, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, in source number 10, he quotes a story from a grandson of the Rambam. Grandson of the Rambam. Rabbeinu David Nechad Rambam. Maisa Bish Ani, left side of the page. Shayim Arviach Ma'akadem Zanosaf. Right, there was a very poor person who made a little bit, very tough, but he made a little bit to support his family. V'hayatamid Sameach B'masha Nasan Lo Habori Yisbarach. But he was always happy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Ma'ato Harbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the best. You only had a little bit. Didn't have any money left over. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the best. U'b'chol laila acharei shahaya ochel l'manche beso banav. Every night after supper, hayamodim l'Hashem, amasha heitev l'hem. They thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for everything you give us. V'haya yoshrim ha'ish v'yishtaru banav. His whole family sat there. Echad mibanav menagin b'kinar. One of his kids had a guitar, had a harp. Vasheni Mizama, the other one was singing, Vutofe Satov, and he was dancing. Vaosim Machal Show Shatayim Besiedeva Oneg. And they sung and danced. They were so happy. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the little bits. But they had a whole kumsis every night. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them, they were so happy. Then they went to sleep. Wonderful. Why lachas me alelos one night? The Melech passed by. Al Pesach Beitam. Vishamas Nikunayim, he heard the singing. Right, for free Elohim. He didn't go in to ask what it was. The second night, the third night, three nights, he hears the festivities. What's going on here? So now he has to get a look. So he knocks on the door, and he sends one of his people in, line 14, he came in front of the king, and the king said, what's going on? What are you so happy about? What's your paycheck every week? I don't really make too much of a living. But you know what? I make a little bit. I support my family. I could put some bread in their mouths. I'm happy with what Hashem gives me. Even though it's a little bit. And that's why I sing every night and have a party. The king says, this guy, he's a special man. He tells his servants, go fill up a bag of gold. Give it to them. Fill up a bag of gold. So he takes, he says, filled up a knapsack. And line 26, and they took it home. They get home. The poor man gets home with a bag of gold. And they look at the bag of gold when they get home and they realize it's not totally full. The bag of gold wasn't full. The king said, I'm going to give you a whole bag of gold. The bag of gold wasn't full. There was missing a little bit. Look, it's not full. You know what? We better start working. We need a whole... Oh, the bag's not full. What is this? So you don't have a full bag of gold? So they're all worried. Why isn't this full? What's going on here? What do we have? We have nothing. They kept whatever pennies they made every day. They started putting it into the bag and trying to fill it up. No more singing, no more dancing, no more Hodu Lashem Kitov, nothing. The Acharei Zeis Hazman, line 35, and after a little while, the king again passed by the house. Didn't hear any singing. What's going on here? I gave them a whole bag, even happier. A second night, a third night, nothing. V'lohaya nishma kolam. V'sholach ha-melech Acharei Yosari says, what's going on here? V'yor malo, he says, aha, doni ha-melech. V'zman shalohaya li mamon ha-iti sameach. I wasn't in the parsha. I was happy with what I have. But now I have a little bit. You know what they say? Oiv kesef, lo yispa kesef. Right? The more we have sometimes, the more we lose our senses. And the more we lose the proper hashkafa. Vani kol yom rodif v'doeg, matai tismali akufsa. V'lonis v'zah, it's not getting full. The king says, you know what? I'll do you a favor. The king took away the gold. Back to the first story. V'chazar ha'ani l'minhago harishon l'simcha v'sason. Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko. To realize what we have, never look somewhere else. On two levels. Number one, I think on a personal level, we can look all around, everything that each of us have, I once heard from Rabbi Mordechai Willig. Pasuk says in Kisavo, in the other tochacha, tachas asher lo avadtas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tov levav meirov kol. Right, you don't serve Hashem b'simcha meirov kol. You have rov. You don't have kol. Whose life is perfect? If every single mamish kol, rov kol. You have to have b'simcha meirov kol. It's so much. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you so much meirov kol. So we have to have simcha for. Of course, there are always headaches. Of course, there's always life has to be lived. But meirov kol. Number one, on a personal level. But then also on a national level. We have to realize what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us. The ability to have yeshivos. The ability to build Eretz Yisrael. The ability to learn in so many different places in the world. The generation that we live now. Right? No other generation since Bayis Sheni has had the privilege and the ability and the chance to learn like we're able to learn and to live like Jews in so many places in the world. So we have to realize, we have to try to do our best to be makapal the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Sviya, of having what we have, but also recognizing and trying to be satiated with what we have. Okay, two more points for the night. One small one, and one little bigger one. Another small point of the Chafetz Chaim. A couple of Chafetz Chaims tonight. It says the Chafetz Chaim, source number 11. Right, you can look back in the Pasuk also. The Tochacha goes in stages. It goes in stages. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this. And then he says, and if you don't get the message, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, these seven problems. And if you don't get the message, da-da-da-da, it all goes in stages. There's a minhag in Klal Yisrael to read the Tochacha quickly and low. Quickly and low. Depending on when shul is in, how quick and how low. But the post can point out that you want to do it a little quicker. But the point of the tochacha isn't to get it over with. Okay, the different minhagim, you don't call the person up. You know, he just comes up to get the aliyah. Whatever, different minhagim, every shul should follow their minhag. But the point of the tochacha, as the Chafetz Chaim is about to say, is to get the message of the tochacha. And of course, it's terrible things. We don't want to focus on it. But to read it in a way when half the tzibur cannot hear it, and the ones that can hear it, they can't keep up, so then that's not the best experience of the tochacha that we're supposed to have. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Yeshnam, and what does it say? Then b'chukosei temasu. If you don't listen to my reproof, so then you're going to get this. What's the tochacha about? Yeshnam anashim shireim in a tochacha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, some people are scared of criticism, rebuke, not this tochacha, but in general. The yotzim mibeis haknesses, oh, maybe here, yeah, this one. The yotzim mibeis haknesses b'shas kriyasa. They leave for the aliyah. I'm going out here. I'm not listening to this tochacha. It's too scary for me. The yeshnan kehilo shahakori mavliyas atevas v'kori v'kol namuch. Swallows the words. They don't correct him. Just finish it. V'rov hamispalim einam shomim es hakriya. And most of the mispalim don't even hear the kriya. V'hadavar dome le'enai, and it's similar in my eyes, says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what it's like? A mashal? Le'echad shehiz hiru le'bal yelech paderach achi. Somebody gets warning, don't go down this road. Asher kotzim u'barkanim zruim ba. There are thorns, you're going to get scratched. V'chayos torfos over sham, there are animals. It's a very dangerous road. Aval halal sham alech shalakol basirav. The guy says, don't worry about it, I'll be okay. And you know what? The hechlo lechas dafka bosader. He said, "I'm going to go down that road." And you know what I'm going to do? Avol sam masva al einav leval yira es hamichsholim. You know what? I'll just wear a blindfold. I'll be okay. It's dangerous. I'll wear a blindfold. I'll be okay. Says the Chafetz Chaim. The tochacha. What? You go out of shul? We do it quickly so we don't understand what's going on here. It's like we're going into the what? We'd rather not know. The point of hearing words of tochacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or any type of criticism, is to try to be open to it. To try to realize that it's for our benefit. Right? Like the Netziv says in Parshas Bereishis, Ezer Kenegdo. The greatest Ezer that a spouse could be Kenegdo. If they're the only one that can give criticism sometimes. But we have to be able to accept it. And that's the greatest Ezer. Ezer Kenegdo. Says the Chafetz Chaim, B'chol Kaseh Temasu, the whole point of the Tochacha is to listen to it. And to study it. And to realize and look for places where we can improve, and not to put the mask on our face and act blindly. One more point to finish off. Perachavav, back to the brachas. Pasuk Vav, right after Sheni. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises peace in the land, u'shchavtem ve'in machrid, and you will dwell and you won't be scared. V'hishbati chayaram in aretz, I will get rid of all wild animals from the land. V'cherev losaver ba'artzachem. And there won't be a sword that passes through. I mean, there won't even be other armies that go through your land from one to the other. So I once heard beautiful charifus, as you would call it, from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein. It's following on Hishbati Chayara Min Haaretz. On that, and he quoted, I'll mention in a minute, that I will get rid of all Chayos Ros. What does that mean, he'll get rid of? That the bracha is, there won't be any Chayos Ros in the land. It's a machlokas. Machlokas in the Medrash. This week's parsha. Back page. Says the Sifra, Ushchavtem Eimachrid, Loyrei Mikobirya, Vishpati Chayara Min Haaretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'avira Min Haolam. Rabbi Yehuda says, what does it mean, Vishpati Chayara? There won't be wild animals in the land. There won't be lions and tigers anymore. There won't be. That's the bracha. Vishpati Chayara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Mashbisa Shalo Yazuku. Rabbi Shimon says, they'll be there. Their nature will be changed that they won't be dangerous anymore. There will be lions and tigers and bears. But they won't be dangerous. That's what it means, Vishpati Chayara. They'll be there, but they won't do what they're wont to do. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Vishpati Chayara means they won't be there at all. And Rabbi Shimon says, Vishpati Chayara, that they won't do what they generally do. They won't be dangerous anymore. Says the Tzafnas Paneach, says the Rogatchever Gaon, there's a Lishitaso. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso in another context. Says the Mishnah Maseches Tzachim, the beginning of the second parak, Daf Chaf Aleph. Left field here, out of left field. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Bir Chametz El Asreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know how you have to destroy your chametz? You have to burn it. To burn it, that's what we try to do. We try to go like Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we burn our chametz. You destroy your chametz by burning it. V'chachamim Omrim, Af Mefarer V'zorah L'ruach V'matal Hayam. No, the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda are always Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, no, you could just smush it up and throw it to the wind. Lishitaso, don't those machlokos work out beautifully together? What is the... Ma'in Yishmita Eitzal Har Sinai. Does any parsha to ask those questions? It's right here. Says the Tzafes Paneach, says the Ragachavar. It says by Chametz that we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem. You have to destroy chametz. What does the verb hashbasa mean? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the word hashbasa means to totally annihilate, destroy, get rid of. That's what hashbasa means. That's why you have to burn the chametz. You have to have it not existent in the world. V'hishbati chaya ra'a, there won't be chayos ra'os. That's what hashbasa is. Hashem will destroy them from the earth, they won't be here. Says Rabbi Shimon, no. Hashbasa means you could destroy them by changing its nature. If you change the nature of what it is, then it's as if it's not here anymore. Hashbasa, if I crumble up the chametz and I throw it to the wind, it's just crumbs, it's totally changed. It's as if it's not, it's physically here in a different state, but it's in a different state. It's as if it's not here. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that it works. Hashbati chayara, they'll be here. They just won't damage. They won't kill. They won't be dangerous anymore. Rabbi Shimon holds, hashbasa means it could exist. But as long as the nature of it is changed, so then it's as if it's not here. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it just can't be here at all. That's the Ragachavar. But then Rabbi Isaac Bernstein added on, B'shein de Lubavitcher Rebbe. I don't know where this was written, but he said, there's a third Lashitaso. This one is a little more, got to think a little more about it, but there's a third Lashitaso. There's a famous machlokes in Hilchas Shabbos. Melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. If I do a malacha on Shabbos for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan, let's say I trap an animal, not because I want the animal, but because I don't want it to bite me. Let's say I carry something out of my house, not because I want it out over there, I just don't want it in my house. So I do it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. That's the definition that we'll go with now. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're still chayiv. So this is Daraisa. Doesn't matter what the purpose is. Rabbi Shimon, and this is the Mishnah right here, you have in the last source. Rabbi Shimon says, right, it's talking about carrying out a dead body from your house. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're potter in that case. Me Daraisa, potter is also Darabana, but it's not in this Daraisa. That's not Malach on Shabbos, if you do it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, let's think about this a little deeply. The Torah says by Shabbos, Uvayom Hashvi'i, Tishbos. The same verb. Tishbos. Hashbasa. You have to stop work. What happens if I do an act, but it's totally different? I change the nature of it. Is that good enough to not be considered, to be considered not here? Rabbi Shimon says, all you got to do is to change the nature of the act. And in that way, it's as if it's not here. Malacha she'en sricha legufa, you're not chayev daraisa. It's not the malacha according to the Torah, because you changed it. Just like you could just crumble up chametz and change the nature of chametz and you fulfill tashbisu. Just like you can, hishpati chayera, Hashem changes the nature of the wild animals. So too, if I change the nature of the act that I'm doing, the purpose, so I'm not violating daraisa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, hashbasa means it cannot exist. The animals won't exist, the chametz doesn't exist, the act cannot exist. You could try to play around, change whatever you want. If it's here, you're chayef. Because that's not a fulfillment of avoyom ashrei tishbos. So three machlokos between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda about how do you look at the verb hashbasa. And I just heard this week, I was telling one of my chaverim about this machlokas, and they mentioned Mishim Rav Yamir from Shalavim, that he once gave a shir that Rav Shimon throughout Shas against Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon Bayachoy, right? This week, Lag BaOmer, right? Rav Shimon always looks to the pnimius of items. That's Rav Shimon Lashitaso. Throughout, he quoted many examples. Not for now. Rav Shimon many times looks inside. He looks to the pnimius of items. Rabbi Yehuda is more of a surface, external view. So that fits in very nicely to this idea. Rav Shimon, if he changed the nature of it, it's not there, it's different. He looks to the pnimius of what's inside. Rabbi Yehuda, what's in front of you? It's in what's in front of you. So you got to look at other machlokos throughout Shas to fit it in, but this is Hishpati Chayera, we daven that all the brachas come true of the, right, we focus on the Tochacha, but you also have many brachas in this parsha. Hishpati Chayera, and especially Vishavtem Levetach Ba'artzachem, that's a bracha that Beshem we daven for each and every day.